We welcome Ed Blum, head football coach at North Reading High School. Coach, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Hi, Bill. Hey, first off, congratulations on being back. Happy to have you.
Yeah, thank you, I guess. All right. Hey, Coach, the North Reading football team obviously coming off that Super Bowl a year ago. And tell us what you've learned or what the outlook is for the team through the scrimmages so far this summer.
You know, I think you learn a lot in just in terms of really what it takes to get to that point from last year. And I think this preseason has been maybe not, you know, the preseason that we thought it was going to be, but definitely the preseason this team, I think, needed. And just kind of a lot of reflection just excited and motivated. And I give the kids all the credit over the summer and even in the winter and the spring, really motivated coming off of that Super Bowl loss and just really focused on it. So obviously expectations are different this year, but I think this preseason is what we need it to be, and hopefully we have a good first game week here.
What do you have returning for players from last year's team to this year's team?
Yeah, I mean, we've starting with our quarterback, he's back for his senior year, Alex Carrucci. You know, we've got some of our offensive weapons as well as some of our defensive players. So Will Batten at running back's back for us as a junior. Craig Rubino, Ryan McGuire back as receivers for us. On the lines, you know, we've got Sam Morelli, Anthony Pino, Owen Delano back. And, you know, so we've got a lot of guys with good experience coming back, but still some young players and some juniors and seniors who are looking to fill some roles that the graduating class left us. So it's a good mix of experienced guys at the same time, young guys who we're hoping will step up and come join in on the experience.
Mm-hmm. What style would you say North Reading football will be playing this fall offensively?
Offensively, you know, I think a lot of similar to last year. You know, spread the ball out, take what the defense gives us, try to just get our athletes in space. You know, I think our offensive line is continuing to get better, and we'll continue to execute our run game, but just trying to create holes for our athletes and allow them to make plays for us. And so it's similar idea of last year, but we're very fortunate. We've got a lot of guys who can make plays for us. And so it's just taking what the defense gives us and, you know, sustaining drives.
Ed, tell me about Northeast. What do you expect in the first game, the Friday night opener at North Reading against Northeast?
You know, what it always has been. I mean, I give Coach Ayers a lot of credit over there. I mean, they are always a tough, physical team, and I expect nothing else. You know, I expect them to be very motivated to come in here, and they're going to give us their best. And I know their coach will have them prepared offensively and defensively and physically. And, you know, we've got to prepare the best we can. And know that, you know, along with everyone else, but especially Northeast here, we're going to get the best shot, and that requires us to have a great week. But you know, I respect what Coach Ayers has done at Northeast, and every single year it's a tough battle. No matter what at times the scores may reflect, it's not easy against them.
Tell me one last question, Ed. How do you prepare for this week, or what's different about this week, a game week? And how do you ramp things up opposed to what you've been doing the first couple of weeks of workouts?
Yeah, so I think preseason is more just teaching everyone about our schemes and our systems. And then once you get into game week, you can start to really plan specifically for that opponent. You know, you've got a little better sense of what the team will do, what the other team will do defensively. And so you can really focus on those details. You get a better sense and really better game plan of what a team will try to do offensively and what you're trying to take away. I think for us during preseason, you know, we don't really focus and game plan too much for them. It's more assessing our players in terms of their ability to make their reads, do their jobs, and kind of be thrown into different situations without a lot of knowledge of maybe what the other team likes to do offensively and or defensively. And so, you know, when you get into the game week, it really is that game prep in terms of, you know, Belichick approach of trying to take away the other team's strengths and attack their weaknesses. So it just is a little bit different focus on the little details that will make plays offensively or defensively work for us.
Good. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much, and best of luck Friday, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate reaching out, and happy to have you back.
Great. Ed Blum, head football coach at North Reading High School.